You're listening to the Rockingham Baptist Church podcast. We hope you enjoy our sermon of the week. For more information, please visit rockingham.org.au.
Good morning. Who is this Jesus? I'm going to have to mosey on. We've got to mosey on? Hurry on. It's 10:17 and we've got lunch soon. I promise I won't keep you overs. But we are doing Who is this Jesus? And there's a name. There's a name that is above every other name. Let me read Philippians to you. Amazing scripture. In Philippians 2, it says, "Who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing. By taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even to death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." I could probably finish there. The gospel, who is Jesus, what did he do? It's all in his name, it's all there. But I won't finish there. Do you know there's so much to our names? The weird thing about names is they name places. Sometimes it's a handle, like it's a way of recognizing someone. Strange things about names is that they're easy to forget. Who else has that issue sometimes? You're having a conversation and the name just, it's the first thing you forget. It's strange. So I've been having a look in the Bible, of course, and looking at some different names and trying to see what names are all about. And I know names are important to God. The first job Adam had was to name things. In Genesis chapter 3, we read that Eve is given the name, the mother of all the living. It's almost like her name's a job description. The mother of all the living. Do we have any bakers out here today or any smiths? Too early for jokes? We see, you know, there's a name. It comes with a title. It comes with a description of what we do. Genesis goes on a bit further and God makes an agreement with Abram. And at that moment, his name changes. Abram, which means exalted father, becomes Abraham, the father of many nations. So again, we see the importance of a name. In this case, it's a name change as God makes a covenant, an important covenant. One of my most favorite scriptures is when Jesus says one simple thing to Mary. He says, "Mary." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Mary thought she had the gardener standing in front of her as Jesus was saving the world and sorting out salvation. She didn't recognize him, but he called her by name. Can you start to see the importance of names to God, the importance of names in the Bible? But for today, we have Jesus, the name above every other name. So we're in a series, Who is this Jesus, at RBC. Milo gave a teaching in the first week about pronunciation and Hebrew and all these amazing things. But the one thing that really stood out to me was how he pronounced Jesus' name. And it's how it would have sounded as if his mother was speaking to him. And when we talk about Jesus becoming human, they're the little things that really, really stand out. Somehow fully human, but yet the name above all names, fully God. Chris spoke last week. She used the same scripture, But that's okay. It's good to get reminders. You'll go on to see in a minute. I'll explain something. But Chris spoke about the lion and the lamb, our king, our hope, the Alpha and Omega, as well as Jesus being the name above every other name. I was watching a bit of telly last night and the Woolies ad came on. It said, Christmas, it's the small things. I disagree. Christmas, it's all about Jesus, the name above every other name. I think that's our message this Christmas. If we go on to the book of Colossians, Paul's writing to a church that he hasn't met. But they're a good church. They're doing some good things. In Colossians 3-5, it says, We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all of God's people. The faith and the love that springs from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel. So Paul's writing this, an encouraging message. He's telling them they're a great church and they're doing all these things and he's heard about their faith. But by the time he gets to verse 15, guess what he's reminding them of? Let's read it and see. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. That's who Jesus is. So this church has a reminder soon after they've been told how good they're going and everything's good, but reminder. So reminders are good. It's okay through this series that we have reminders of who Jesus is, that he's the name above every other name. It's amazing that Jesus is the image of God. Firstborn. Not firstborn, but firstborn is significant in biblical culture. It means a higher status. Jesus has always been. For me, this scripture just says complete and utter supremacy. Jesus is above everything. The amazing thing when we read the scripture too is that the gospel is just woven through there. By making peace through his blood shed on the cross, what Jesus did and who he is. Supreme above everything, but then what he did. I love that the gospel message is there. We'll move on to Hebrews chapter 1. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things. And through him also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful words. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. Again, the gospel message is here. We see what Jesus did for us on the cross, but we also see Jesus as the name above all. I quite often sit out in the ocean and wonder. as I'm swimming around, thinking, how is this all here? How are we on this little rock going around a molten ball of lava in the middle of space? How are we all here? And I love that this scripture tells me the answer. It says that Jesus is sustaining all things by his powerful word. Jesus sustains all things. He is the name above every other name. Every Sunday morning, I get a little message on my phone from... He gives me an encouragement. He reminds me of who I am in Jesus, but he also sends me a little scripture. And this morning, he sent me a scripture. And I hadn't even considered this one for today's message, but I think it's really important to share. So I'm going to read you from Jude 1, 24 to 25. Now all glory to God, who is able to keep you from falling away and will bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault. The forgiveness of sins that we've remembered this morning. We're able to come into God's presence without him seeing a single fault in us. All glory to him who alone is God, our Saviour, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. All glory, majesty, power, and authority are his before all time and in the present and beyond all time. What an awesome scripture. I got to admit, I haven't spent much time reading that, but this morning it just jumped off the page at me. If there's one scripture you could take home today and reread this week, trying to understand who Jesus is, it's this. It's Jude 1, 24 to 25. Jude's a really easy one. It's one page. You can read it in a few minutes. But once you get to the end, you get to read this. And that is such an amazing, amazing promise, an amazing word that we can stand on. For me, Jesus is my King. He's above everything. 8 years ago, 2015, I'd just moved from Australia with my family from New Zealand rather, back to Australia, to a place we'd never been before, to Perth. I grew up on the East Coast, forgive me, but we're here now. And in that year, I came into that year not knowing Jesus. I knew him, but I wasn't following him. I knew who he was. I'd learn about him at school, but he wasn't part of my plans or my life. Do you know what sat on my head? What sat on my head was the crown that I'd given myself. I'd put myself in charge. I'd given myself the glory. I could solve everything. I could fix any problem. But as I went through that year, 8 years ago, heading towards a relationship with Jesus, I realized that crown had to shift in my thinking and I had to surrender. See, my testimony is going from being king myself to bowing, to bending my knee, to saying, you know what, Jesus, you've got this. You're my king. You're the name above me. You're the name above everything I do. You're the name I'm going to hold on to. You're the name that I'm going to worship and praise and just give all the glory to. And that's the message that we have to share with the world. That when Jesus sees us, he doesn't see our sin. He's given us with all the grace, all the love, a sacrifice so beautiful, so amazing, that we can come into his presence with joy. We can surrender. Doesn't mean that everything's perfect and everything's good, but when things are hard, when things are good, we still focus. We still surrender. We still praise. We still worship Jesus, the true King of everything. So I hope the little reminder's been okay today. I hope you feel encouraged. I hope this Christmas you're not stressing about the little things. You're focusing on the big, mighty, powerful Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the Rockingham Baptist Church podcast. If you would like to learn more about our church family, get involved, or have someone pray for you, you can email us at office@rockingham.org.au or send us a message on Facebook.